Shalom Aleichem. We are in Shema Kniya, Perek Zayin, the Shlishi. So now we're in the middle of discussing what will you see, how will you see a Nichna, a person who has the need of Kniya, how will you see him reacting when he is praised or when he is put down? And someone says something bad about him. So we discussed how he responds when he's praised. And now we're moving on to the next stage, which is, how does he respond when somebody says something negative about him? So, if somebody says something negative about him, so his feeling should be one of, instead of rising up indignantly, he kind of, on the contrary, since primarily his feelings are between him and Hashem, so he's kind of like sheepish. It's true. And don't look for ways to push away, to justify yourself, because the humiliation toward people should be nothing relative to the humiliation toward Hashem. When a person really feels that humiliation toward Hashem, then what he's feeling toward people is basically negligible. It's almost like a non-issue. So, it says about Yehuda, tzog kam mimeni. Okay? Val yishtad lahachlim ha-mesaper. Val yashimeno al asher gilo yisoy. The nichna won't try to strike back against the person who said it about him. And he also won't accuse him. Like, you won't get all angry at him. You know, we're talking about sublime madrigas. That's why I'm deliberately not translating it as "you should not." He's not necessarily saying this is how every person has to conduct himself. But he's saying this is how a person who really achieved the need of Kniya will conduct himself. Rather, you might respond like this. Somebody said something very bad about you, revealed something very bad about you. You might say like this. Achi, my brother, Mashiro Mashish Kafto Alai. No, this is not something like fatalistic. It's not like, you know, he struck you with one, hit one cheek, turned the other cheek. No, listen up what the response is. Mashiro Mashish Kafto Alai Me'oya Masai. It's a Mashalir Adatu Imini. You just said about me XYZ. Believe me, what you know is nothing compared to the other faults that I have. Hashem was good to me. He didn't let you know all of my other faults. You discovered one, there are plenty others. You're standing here talking about me. If you would know all the faults that I really have, you'd run away from me. Okay? I'm skipping a couple of lines. So that's if it's true. Meaning that you kind of respond with a certain equanimity, almost like nonchalance. Oh, you figured that out? There's another 20 things you don't know. It's very geschmack. It's like emotionless. It also like takes the edge off it. The truth is that this is also just as good as a tactic, right? And if what he said about you is actually false, then tell the person who said it, Achi, my brother, I'm not surprised that Hashem spared me of actually doing that. What you just said about me, Hashem spared me of doing that. It's a way vatoves asher gemalani. And he's done me many favors. He's also spared me of doing that. He said, but you know what? Hashem was even better to me. That I didn't do. What you said, I didn't do. But there are other things that I did do that Hashem did not reveal. And I, you know what? I have to be grateful to Hashem about that too. Herefachi. Vachamol al zchuyesecha. But, meaning, on the one hand, you're coming and telling him, you know what you said about me isn't true, but other things are. But yet, my brother, stop your talking. Not because it bothers me so much, but because spare your own merits. Shaloi tevad namim chavaloi targish. Chaval, it would be a shame for you to lose your merits because of the fact that you're talking about me. Because they say about one of them was a pious man, but somebody spoke badly about him. When this chassid, when this pious man found out about it, he sent him a basket full of beautiful fruits from his land. Because of Ela, meaning, you know, Mr. Goldberg spoke badly of him. So he sent Mr. Goldberg a basket full of beautiful fruit. Why? He wrote to him, "Higiani sheshalachta li mincha mitzchoy esecha, ugmalticha bezeh." Thank you. I just received from you a package of many of your zchusim. They moved over to me. This is the Yesod. The Chavis Halavis is laying down here. And, hey, so this is the Makar. The Chavis Halavis. What's that? I don't know. Right. This Maisa seems to be the Makar. It's the Makar that I know of. I don't know of an earlier Makar. But the Makar, it's a Chavis Halavis, right? He says that, yeah, if one, A speaks evil about B, then many of B's Chuyas, I don't know exactly if he means all his Chuyas, some of his Chuyas, I don't know how this works. But B and Chuyas go over to A. So, Ugmal Ticha Bezei, so he's telling the person who spoke about him, since you sent me a package of your Chuyas, here, I'm also sending you a gift. You sent me a gift, I'm sending you a gift, a basket of fruit. The Omar Echad Min HaChasidim, and another one of the Chasidim said, the pious people said, Habe Bnei Adam, Yovayu Liyem Adim, there will be many people who will come to the day of judgment. Will come to the day of judgment. And when they actually show them their zchuyos, he'll be looking through the list of the virtuous things I did. He'll suddenly see there a whole bunch of things that you never did. You're going to say, I don't know how. In the Olam HaEmes, there's a mistake. I never did these. These are wonderful things, but I never did them. V'yoyim alohem. Also, oysam ha-shadibe b'chem v'sipe b'gnuzchem. That's right, you never did these things. But someone who spoke badly about you did these things, and those merits were transferred over to you. V'chem k'shiyechzeh o'mispar z'chuyos ha-misapim b'gnuzchem. And also, yeah, a person who speaks badly about others comes to the Olam HaEmes, all of a sudden he knows he did a whole bunch of mitzvahs, he's searching for them on his records, they're not there. He's going to be searching it out among his records. And he'll be told, you lost them, you spoke against so and so. These mitzvahs were taken and sent over to him. Also, people might suddenly discover in their records averus that they never did. And they'll say, I never did these things. He'll be told, that's right. It was given over to so and so who you spoke about. So yeah, I don't know what the Chavis Halavos' makar here is, but this is the makar as far as we're concerned. But yes, there's such a thing that if A speaks badly about B, a bunch of his merits will be moved over to B. Okay.
Punishment.
I don't know.
Take back mitzvah to pay for.
Right. 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 I don't know. I don't know what the idea here is and where it comes from. I don't know. What's that?
Does not trade mitzvahs by theirs.
The Tamei Dvoyer, right. Right, right. Nefesh Chaim also could be. I don't remember that.
It's not like some currency.
There isn't currency. Right. I don't know. Right. Okay. So that is another symptom of a nichna, the midah of kniyah. That if someone speaks about him, good or bad, he responds with a certain indifference. Well, I wouldn't say indifference. He actually broke it down. When he is praised, he's not comfortable with the praise. And he doesn't want it being said because he feels inadequate. And he feels like anything that's being said about me is just to my mortification, because I know that whatever good things you're saying about me, I don't really know where they stand with Hashem and where I stand with Hashem. I'd rather that you don't say it because you're just causing me discomfort toward Hashem. And when bad things are said about him, so he told us, if the bad things are true, then his response is kind of like, no, you discovered this about me. There are another 20 things you don't know. And he's not overly humiliated because, again, my humiliation toward Hashem causes any of my humiliation toward people to pale. So Hashem knows about it. That's humiliating. Someone else found out. No. And if it's sheker, then also his response is kind of nonchalant. I don't really care what people say about me. I know to Hashem that it isn't true, but my attitude is, no, you said this about me. That's not true. There are 20 other things that are true. But you know what, my friend, it's not kedai for you to be saying these things because you're just going to end up losing your schusim to me. Okay. Another symptom of kaniyah, haravi, number four. If Hashem provides him with some great benefit, with great wisdom, with great wisdom, if Hashem bestows great wealth upon him, or if Hashem puts him into a position of prestige, he's very influential with the government, or other such things, that people would generally take great pride in, they become very inflated. I'm much smarter than the people around me. I'm very wealthy. I'm very influential. I'm powerful. But when it comes upon this person, he remains as humble and unassuming as he was beforehand. And on the contrary, it causes him to become even more humbled if Nehru Likim. He feels even more humbled before Hashem because he's already feeling very humbled to Hashem. Now Hashem suddenly comes and piles on a whole bunch of moral benefit. It just makes him feel that much more humbled and indebted. The covered litoiva libneyadam. And it just makes him feel his attitude toward others is not going to become conceited. Rather, he suddenly feels like, okay, I better be justifying this good that Hashem gave me by just doing more what I can for people. He shows a number of examples where great people, when they were given chashivos, they were elevated to high positions, they just responded with that much more humility. When Hashem praised Avram, Avram responded by saying, right? Moshe said, Nachnuma, what am I? David said, when he was made king, he said, I'm a worm, not a person. Okay, that's number four. We're up to the fifth. We'll see that Bezos Hashem tomorrow night. We need it. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.